The following program, Around the Town Chicago, is sponsored by Alan Breslov and, to the extent applicable, their guests. The views and opinions expressed therein do not necessarily reflect those of NewsWeb Radio Company or its management.
Around the Town Chicago, your reach to the vibrant theater and dining scene of Chicago, is brought to you in part by Howard Frum Jewelers. Want to buy a watch? Howard is your man. HowardFrum.com or call 312-332-5999. Purely Meat, where you will find the best in meat. Meat that can't be beat. www.purelymeat.com. And the good folks at Meal Village, the answer to putting a great meal on your table. www.mealvillage.com or call 888-610-2232. And it is another Sunday. It's a gloomy Sunday. But they said the sun might come out, and we didn't get all the snow that anybody else got. Hi, it's Al Breslov and Frank Metza here at Around the Town Chicago. And we're happy to be here. It's a crazy, crazy, crazy week.
It's been crazy.
Okay, Wednesday was a day to go down in history.
Yeah.
And who knows what will follow this. I wanted to let people know the phone number here is 773-763-9278. For those who are into the internet, www.wcpt820.com, where you can get the show there. You can tell, I guess if you have Alexa, you can tell her to play it.
Yeah, Alexa will play it.
Alexa likes us. I don't know if Siri is, but Alexa's in with us. She kind of likes us. It's been a crazy week, and watching a lot of TV because trying to keep up on the news of what's going on, and I know that a lot of people are just looking for ways to be entertained a little bit. So I want to give you a bunch of stuff that you can do that will take your mind off all the caca that's going on out there in this crazy world. Okay, it's one of the questions that comes up all the time is who's in heaven and who's in hell? And this week really was a discussing group. But Vicky Quade, the co-creator of Late Night Catechism, is bringing her brand new comedy, Saints and Sinners Bingo, is now available. It's going to be from January 14th through February 21st, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays at 8 o'clock. Sunday they're on against us, so I don't know. Vicky, I'm not mentioning too
much
about that.
We're not going to mention too much.
You know, we had enough with the Bears. Now we got to have the Saints. So
are the Bears playing now, or is it 3 o'clock?
They're 3:40. They're after. We're fine. You don't have to worry about the Bears yet. And see if they can back into another victory. So this show, if you go to TicketLeap.com, it's $20 is what it costs for this, and it is a portion of that is donated. I think it goes to, let's see, that's where she donates. The Benedictine Sisters of Chicago. A portion of every ticket sold does that. So it's kind of a fun thing. The premise is simple. The economy is down. Donations have dried up. And someone has to save the parish. So the Archdiocese sends over Mrs. Mary Margaret O'Brien, a former nun, and the head of a new bingo fundraising department. Her clever idea, a calendar of famous saints and notorious sinners.
And there's plenty of them.
Yeah, so St. Valentine looks good. Judas is out. And, of course, being part of the Archdiocese, Mrs. O'Brien has lots of opinions about the list and catechism in general. So, it's fun. And if you want to really break away from what's on the news and what's on all the other crap going on, this is fun. This is a way to do it. So it's one of the things that I wanted people to be aware of. Something else that people seem to miss when the weather gets cold is farmers market.
Yes.
Everybody loves the farmers market. Now, I just recently found out that there's an indoor farmers market every Sunday. It's the Logan Square Farmers Market. It's not in Logan Square. That's probably why it's a little problem.
That's probably why people are not happy.
Makes it just a little problem. But it's located Rockwell on the River. There's a building called Rockwell on the River, which is over on Rockwell Street. It's kind of between, it's just south of Belmont.
Okay, I know where that is.
And it's just west of, Rockwell's just west of Western and east of California. And it's, I guess that's Elston Avenue that runs on the angle. So it's right in between. There's lots of parking on the street, but it is every, this is through March 28th, every Sunday. They have a different group of vendors all the time where you can, so you can go to the farmer's market. You can find it on Logan Square Farmer's Market .org. And then backslash Sunday. And every week, if you do it, it'll tell you who's going to be there and what they're going to have. Because they have a lot of, there's some meat sometimes, there's vegetables, there's fruit, whatever it can be found.
I was surprised. Farmers keep farming, even in the wintertime. They just put those glass, that's what they have those glass buildings for, and they keep growing.
They got the land, they're paying the taxes anyway. They're there. They might as well work them if they can. So at least we know that there is a chance if you want to get, and it's helping the community, it's helping local business. And let's face it, we want to help local business all that we can with anything we can. Okay, some other things that are happening. The Eclectic Full Contact Theater. What a name for a theater company.
Do they beat people up?
The Eclectic Full Contact Theater. And they're kicking off an all-audio ninth season with a show called Breaks, B-R-E-A-K-Z. It's their ninth season. I know they've been around for a year or two. I didn't know they've been around there that long. But they have been. This tells the story of a rapper with huge mainstream popularity who finds himself at the center of a career crossroads. And he does something totally out of character. The police shooting, the event that happens that causes it is the police shooting of an unarmed black man. So that's what the show is about. They are doing it's a half-hour audio podcast. It's going to be on all the podcast sites January 10th, which is now, and it's going to run through February 13th. And then the second Sunday of every month in this half-hour audio show, they will produce another show. So it's kind of a thing. The half-hour audio hour, everything that they do focuses on highlighting the stories and voices of women and the LGBTQ and artists and Black Lives Matter. More information is available at https. /redcircle.com/shows/half-hour-audio-hour.
How do they expect people to remember all that?
So, I can't remember that.
So
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put this under news tonight at aroundthetownchicago.com. I will put this article up so it'll be under news, and then and all of you who want to know more about it will be able to read about it and link to it. I'll make it easy for you. I'm going to mark a note. I'm making a note to myself.
I mean, these theater companies need to say, just go onto our website and click here.
Andrew Pond, this is your theater company. Andrew. Do that, okay? Get this so you can make it easy. You know, there used to be a thing saying, kiss everything, which is keep it simple, stupid.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say it a different way. I'm going to say keep it simple, stupid, and make sure that we get this right. I mean, you want people to pay attention. So I will put it up, though. I promise you, I made a note. I'm folding it over. I'm putting it where we know we got it. Okay, so that's one of the things we want to talk about. Now we want to talk about the Illinois Philharmonic Orchestra.
Okay.
They're presenting a show, Wind Melodies, by Coleman and by Mozart. So it's a virtual concert featuring Grammy-nominated composer Valerie Coloma, Red Clay, and Mississippi Delta, and the Mozart's Gran Parita. So it's from January 23rd through February 12th for 21 days. Tickets are only $15. Information, ipomusic.org. See how simple that was, Andrew?
Keep it simple.
So much easier. Okay, ipomusic.org gives you all the information, and you can learn all about this and listen to it. Again, this is something you're sitting around. Isn't it nice to be able to listen to some nice music? Isn't it nice to have something original, something different, something that you haven't been able to see before? The Wurtz Theater Center, Wirtz Center at Northwestern University. Yeah. As long as we talked a little bit about things that are happening, they have a show which is tonight at 6 p.m. So after the Bears are done
losing,
you can go check this out online. It's called Big Sister and Little Sister. Big Sister always takes care of Little Sister, but one day Little Sister gets tired of always being told what to do and where to go. So Big Sister and Little Sister quickly learn they can take care of each other. So you go to wirtz.northwestern.edu. And then next week they're going to have another one called Kara Gets Calm. So every week they're putting on a show. But what they're doing, which I think is kind of neat, because they know that families are pretty much together
fed up with one another.
a lot more than ever before, is they're doing things that are family-orientated. So people get a chance to spend a little time and maybe talk about it after. So this, you see it at 6, so it can be right after dinner, or maybe after, maybe you have it's a half-hour show, so maybe you have dinner afterwards, so you can sit at the dinner table and say, what did you get from this? So if you've got a couple of kids, they can kind of get an idea of what they're feeling from what they see.
One of my apps on my phone is called Newsbreak, so it gives you all the news, but then there's all the Dear Abby stuff, and there are more advice columnists than ever before, and they're all doing this advice, and most of the stuff that I'm reading, it's all families that are stuck together for the last year in their home, and who's cheating on whom, and the one wife didn't even know that her husband was cheating with the next door neighbor, and it's like, how did you not know that?
Well, he would took the garbage out a lot. Honey, I gotta take the garbage out. I'll be back in 3-4 hours.
But they say divorce rates are going to go up after this year, so.
Well, emotionally, I think a lot of people are going to have more problems. People are tired of each other, and now they're going to send the kids back to school, which, you know, they keep
which is
talking
going to
about.
Help.
It could be unsafe. We don't know for sure. But the kids are going to go back to school, and maybe now the father and mother who are home working will now, it'll be a little bit harder because now they're not going to be able to break up the day with the kids and say, well, we've got to do lunch, we've got to do this, because now they're going to have more time together. So who knows?
I know a lot more people are saying they never want to buy a small place again because now you know what happens when you have to live too close.
Right, right. And this has been a long, long time. It's been a real long time. All right, so guess who's, we have something January 18th. That's next week. And that's next Monday. And what is next Monday?
That's Martin Luther King's birthday.
That's right. Okay.
Look at that. You thought you were going to get me.
Okay.
But now that we're part of this new corporation, I found out that that's a holiday for us. Never heard of a hospital.
Right. Wow. Okay. So free and online, there is a show. It's the 10th annual Martin Luther King Jr. Day celebration at 6 p.m. It's a jubilant online event put on by Black Ensemble Organization, of course. And there's another group that's involved, African American Arts Alliance, which is they've been around for 20 some odd years.
Yeah, I've heard of them, yes.
So the two websites that are involved is, this is a fun one, AAAAChicago.org. I thought it was Alcoholics Anonymous for a second. And the other one, of course, is www.blackensemble.org. 6 o'clock. It is free. There will be the celebration. Will feature dance, music, spoken word, and excerpts from some Dr. King's potent speeches. Performances by the Black Ensemble theater artists Andre Teamer, Dawn Bless. Oh, I love Dawn Bless and Dwight Neal, who's there, and a host of others. I mean, these are some of the top Chicago talent that are doing this. So, if you're looking for things to do, again, what we want to do is find the things that you can use to kill some of that time, so to speak, so that you know what's going on. I'm going to have some information also for those of you who love the Hounds of Baskerville, Sherlock Holmes and everything.
Yes.
Okay, our good friends at Metropolis Arts in Arlington Heights are going to be streaming Ken Ludwig, who is a funny, funny, funny man. He is doing, he has a Sherlock Holmes mystery, and I kind of imagine it's got some funny stuff in it, too. So that one is going to be a virtual online. through the Metropolis. I will have that. That's not until February, so I will have the information. Well, January 29th will start. So next week we'll have more information on that. And I may have somebody coming on to talk about it.
Oh, okay.
I think it would be a kind of neat thing to do, to have them talk about it. So we got, let's see, that we talked about, Farmer's Market, we talked about, the Philharmonic, we talked about, and Monday night, Monday night funnies. Okay, for those of you who like to watch Mark Klaber and Denise Medina's comedy nights, where you get to sit there and watch and have a good time and see some of the top comedians right in your own home. They come to your home. You get to see the comedians in your house. You can have a drink with them. Frank will tell you what drinks to make.
Yeah, so. I got the bar. I told Al, make his own drinks. You know, I got everything out.
All right, so to get this, it's tomorrow. It's a 7 o'clock show. And if you want to make donations afterwards, you can. All money that is donated will go to St. Jude, the St. Jude organization.
Very
okay,
good.
So it's facebook.com/Denise, D-E-N-I-S-E, period, Medina, M-E-D-I-N-A, .1654. Okay. I know Facebook gets a little complicated because you got to get the right one to do it this way to make sure it gets the show live on Facebook. And Zooming is one thing.
Yeah.
Because then you get a group, and it's a Zoom group, and you know where you're going.
I'm not
going
to say it. Zoom is easier because you spent Christmas Eve with me, so you know what problems we ran into with Zoom.
Well, but we didn't have the right. It was our technical expert.
Yeah. It was our tech, yeah.
You know, we have a technical expert called Frank Getcha. And it's like he always says, you know, it rhymes like with Getcha, and he couldn't Getcha. He was trying, and he just couldn't do it. He just couldn't do it.
Well, now that we got it down pat, we're ready for a new one. So
is Pat coming? Okay. I want to talk about something that happened this week and it doesn't happen often where you can do this, but everybody, I'm sure all you listeners out there have had a service person come out to your home to fix something.
Oh, yes.
All right. So we had an incident with a garage door, where we bought a garage door opener. This is not for us. This is my daughter's house. Okay, so she got a garage door opener, and something didn't work. It stopped working. So we made a few phone calls, and we had a company come out. And the company, I'm going to give you the name of the company. It's called Crystal Overhead Door. I didn't know these people. I had heard of them once or twice. Somebody had mentioned they do a good job. Well, they set up the appointment. Now, most service people give you, I will be there between 8 and 7:30 Monday through Friday. You know, so one of these days we're going to show up. Just sit there and wait for us. You know, don't go anywhere. Don't do anything. So they send you a text message saying we'll be there between, I think it was 8 in the morning and 10.
Okay.
And then at 7:45, there was a text message saying we're 15 minutes away.
Oh, not really on time.
Okay, so you could put your clothes on and you know, get your coffee. And then they came and they took a look at it and they said, this is not something that we can repair because you need a new circuit board and it's not a brand that we carry. And I said, okay, and what do we owe you for it? They said, nothing.
Oh, that's very nice.
We didn't fix it. We can't fix it. Now, if you get the part, if you want to contact the company or go back to the store where you bought it, and they will, you know, because we installed it ourselves. So if you want to do that, we'll come back out here and we'll be happy to do it for you. Otherwise, there's no charge. That, to me, is a company that I like dealing with. We don't get that often.
So it's not the remote that was bad. It was the actual
There was a circuit board inside the thing. And it turned out we had an extended warranty on it. So they're coming out and doing it. The people who did it are putting it up. So, but I just felt I wanted to do something for this company. So the Crystal Overhead Door, their main number is 773-283-6677. I can tell you that you're going to be happy with these people because they're honest, they care, and they do it right. Okay, so that's a free commercial for them.
Very good.
All right, so what else had happened this week? Let's see. Something happened in Washington that we don't want to talk about too much.
Let's see. What else is, what else is going on? I decided one of my New Year's resolution was to give up watching the news and getting frustrated and getting an ulcer. That and this new diet that I'm just starting.
You're starting a diet.
You ever hear of Zoom?
Zoom.
Not Zoom.
No, Zoom we use for all the
Noon,
time.
N-O-O-N.
Yeah, I have seen it pop up on Facebook on a regular basis, and they have these things where they show these very, 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 very heavy people bouncing around, and as they bounce around, they get thinner and thinner.
So I decided, I'm going to try the Noon approach, which meant no starvation diets. You can eat whatever you want, but it's all on how you do stuff. And so I said, you know what? They projected I should be at my ideal weight by June 28th. So we're going to see how this works.
Okay.
So I should get Jane and some others to join us and see who can do it and who meets their target and then give them a prize.
Yeah. Well, is it pills or?
No pills, no nothing. It's all meditation and regular foods in proportions, and then a little bit of exercise too. But depending on because they want to figure out what your physical condition is, so they'll change your exercise to walking or going to the gym, depending on your age and everything else.
So do you have somebody who guides you through?
Uh huh. Yeah, they have an app and they have a coach that you can talk to and all that. So we're going to see if this works.
Okay. I've been because I've exercised 3 days a week now because of the rehab.
I know you're doing.
I feel good about it. I'm watching my Mets and all these things on the machines.
Are you in the mirror flexing now?
Oh, no, we don't do that. But I do. I have gone up on my weights. I'm over 10 pounds now, so I'm doing the 2 10-pounders.
Okay.
And this week, Monday, tomorrow, I'll be going to 15. I'm going up for the 15.
And you're probably going to get some of these young people going, oh, 10 pounds, that's nothing. It really is. If you do it right, 10 and 15 pounds can put a lot of strain on your
arms. I'm not like weightlifting,
right?
I'm doing exercises holding the weight. So when I'm swinging my arms back and forth, it's like just try to imagine taking a couple of gallons of milk, okay, and holding them in your arms, swinging your arms back and forth with those. That's what it feels like.
Because
a gallon of milk, I think, is the same 10 pounds.
Yeah.
It's just a little more awkward to handle. And if you dry, then you can't cry. You don't want to cry over spilled milk.
But oh, no, if you do 10 pounds correctly, it puts a good strain, and then you really are working those upper muscles and joints, and the important thing is the joints. And no, because you can still tear your rotator cuff by doing it improperly, so you're doing good.
Yeah, then. And most of the people in my group are using 2 pounds and 3 pounds.
So
okay, I'm the real macho one. Everything is going to start all the nurses in there, macho, man.
I can just picture. Do you walk in with a? Do you have a gym outfit?
I have a sweatsuit.
You do have a sweatsuit.
I wear a sweatsuit. I wear gym shoes. Yeah. Hey, this is magic, man. I got to do it right. I'm not going to walk in wearing a sport coat.
Okay. Is this the old fashioned gray sweats, or are you wearing the new polyester with the names and all?
No, I don't have the fancy pants. I have a black sweatsuit, and I have a charcoal gray sweatsuit.
Okay.
And I may get a royal blue. I was looking at one, just so I have a change of. I don't want them to think, because gray and black look close, so they might think I'm wearing the same suit all the time. So they don't know I have a washer and dryer at home. I want to, maybe I'll get a red one and really spark it up.
So. Well, we can get you something glittery and, like, what is it? Who is the guy? The boxer. Stallone. What is the outfit that he always wore? Remember with all the sparkles and stuff?
Oh, for Rocky?
And Rocky and stuff.
Oh, yeah, well, as we go up the steps, we'll do that. Frank and I are going to come up. We're going to go to Highwood on Thursday, and we're going to go find a high stairway, and we're going to run up the stairs and go, dun da da 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 dun. Okay, we're going to take a little break here so we can get our back on bearings and get ready to have a meeting with Rick Ferguson from EPAC. So we'll take a few minutes here, and then we'll see you on the other side, around the town, Chicago.
If you're looking for a piano, and I know many of you are, the folks at Family Piano are working to make owning a piano as easy as possible. Lots of great values, pre-owned, new, and even a rent-to-own program. Now is the perfect time to have your family make music, and Family Piano wants to make your family a part of theirs. They also have a great selection of cutting-edge hardware, allowing you to make incredible music with your computer. Easy to learn and very affordable. Two locations to serve you. In Waukegan, 847-775-1988. In Niles, in the Gulf Mill Plaza, 224-601-8500. Online, www.familypiano.com. Special COVID hours are noon till 6 p.m. every day. And just to keep it safe, they do everything by appointment only. Your family, their family, one family. Want to buy a watch? When I think of watches, I think Howard Frum. Since 1976, Howard has been the watch guy in Chicago. Top quality brands, including vintage Rolex, sales, service. It all awaits you at 5 South Wabash. Just call 312-332-5999. www.howardfrum.com. Not just quality watches, diamonds and other gems are available as well as repairs. Howard has been my guy for a long time. Let him be yours too. Busy at work? Busy with kids? Have no time to cook? Or maybe you're tired of planning different meals for each family member? Tired of expensive delivery companies that require membership? The answer is here. The answer is Meal Village. Meal Village, Chicagoland's fresh and local meal delivery service, delivers ready-to-eat meals direct from their local cloud kitchen to your home. Heat and eat in 3 minutes. Meal Village cooks prepared meals from scratch and delivers to over 80 communities around Chicago. There's something for everyone. Entrees, kids' meals, soups, salads, desserts, and even breakfasts. It's easy to order. From their website, www.mealvillage.com, by downloading the Meal Village app to your mobile device, or if you prefer, call 1-888-610-2232. Their friendly and local customer service reps will guide you through placing your order. Meal Village, fresh, local, delivered. And we are back. And I want to let people know that the music that you're hearing behind that spot that for the family piano people is from a show that I did in 1962.
It's if anybody can figure out which one that is.
Well, nobody will. This show is an English show called Salad Days. It's a delightful show that I would love somebody in Chicago to put on. It's just so much fun. So when I was talking to Family Piano, we figured we're going to do something. The song is, "We're looking for a piano, yes, a piano, just any old piano," and that it goes on and on. It's just adorable.
There are enough theaters out there. We have to find someone that can. I'm sure someone will do it if you give them enough in funding.
Well,
and
once we can do shows again, I think that we'll be doing that. Okay, we're back. We're having a good time here. We're laughing a little bit, and we're not thinking political things. We're thinking happy things. Think of the happiest things. I feel like going to Peter Pan. Okay, so joining us is going to be Rick Ferguson. Are we ready with Rick? We can bring him on? All right. Rick Ferguson, how are you?
Hey, good afternoon, Al. Hi, guys. How are you?
How are you doing, Rick? Okay.
Welcome to our show. We want to talk about...
Fine. I'm thrilled to be here.
Yeah, we want to talk about this new thing that you guys are doing. I watched last week's, that first episode. It was really kind of fun to see. And so tell people about... It's the EPAC, Evanston Performing Arts Collective.
That's it, exactly. EPAC, for short. This past summer, guys, there was a really, really interesting and compelling Zoom call, because apparently we're all connecting with each other on Zoom these days. That's why I'm thrilled to actually have a conversation on the radio with you two. And as a part of that conversation, it was sponsored by the Evanston Arts Council up here in Evanston by the city. And there were, I think, representatives of about 40 Evanston-based performing arts organizations on this Zoom call. And, you know, it was really a rather deep dive into what can we as a musical and arts, performing arts community, you know, during this crazy unique time period, really what can we do? How can we step up as performing arts organizations and really serve our community during all of this? And conversations continued to happen over the summer, and that's really how this collective of Evanston-based performing arts organizations really came about.
Okay, so now the different organizations, the musical offering is something that you're one of the co-founders of, and it's you're committed to educating people and the growth and development through the community. So this is strictly, I mean, this is something that Evanston is really involved with. Am I correct?
Yeah, you're exactly right, Al. The musical offering is really, I think, a wonderful example of a grassroots community music school. And really, its mission from an arts perspective and certainly from an educational perspective is to serve the community, whether it be, you know, like a community forum for public concerts, or like really deep connections in the public schools and doing a lot of partnerships in that arena. You know, we come about that from a very genuine place.
Okay. Now, one of the other organizations is the Fleetwood Jourdain Theater.
Right.
And I never knew much about them. Has it not been something that's been that does a lot of reaching out, or do they just do things that are for the community?
You know, it's sponsored by the city of Evanston, and it really is. I mean, it's been around for several decades. Tim Rose is the artistic director there. Tim does such beautiful work, and they do a lot of work exploring, certainly by no means only, but they do a lot of wonderful work exploring, you know, like the work of black playwrights. And really sort of bringing the wonderful world of black inspired theatrical art to life, as well as doing, you know, many other types of you know, theatrical productions. And it's just very compelling, the work that they've been doing for many years. It's a real wonderful.
Yeah, it looks like they've been there for like lots of years.
Yeah.
Frank's zooming in. He's looking right up on the computer.
Yeah, so they're located in Noy Street and stuff.
They're
in the Cultural Arts Center at 27 Noy Street in Evanston.
Yeah. I know that theater very well. There's lots of stuff in that building. Plays have been going on for years and years in there.
Right, yeah. It's another big cultural hub here in Evanston.
Okay, so what we, and then now Theo Ubike is now part of this too.
It is. There's Fred Anzavino who is the director there.
Of
and,
course,
yes. We know him well.
We know him very well.
Right. Yeah, it's like everybody knows Fred, and so you know they moved into this wonderful space on Howard.
Right.
You know, in the last couple of years, and they're just doing some really great work there.
Yeah, they do some great work. So now what you're doing now, for those who are listening, it's every month you're going to be doing something online, right?
Well, what we're doing, Al, is we're going to be offering these video performances on the first of the month, every other month. So we started with a lot of intent on January 1st because we really wanted to literally kick the new year off and introduce EPAC to a hopefully a much broader audience and really serve our community in that way by just starting at the new year. And then we have additional video performances coming up on March 1st, May 1st, July 1st, and then here in the near term, we're aiming for a culminating live outdoor performance in August.
Ah, that would be wonderful. I'm hoping that we're going to be in a position where that will happen.
Well, that's what we're all hoping, and that's really what we're planning for.
All right, make sure that I get the complete list of what you're doing. John, if John's listening, have John send me the information so we can post it on the website, and we'll make sure. And since we're talking about Noise Street, and people have the ability to check things out, we have a restaurant on Noise Street that we like to give away gift cards to, and it's called... Let's say, go on.
Is it Stack and Folded? Or
it is. So if we have, let's have somebody who wants to go to Evanston and wants to at least go to Noise and pick up their food. And then as you're driving by, take a look at the Noise Cultural Center. And so just call, all you got to do is call in 773-763-9278. And Rick, you don't qualify. You can't do that. So.
How do people get onto your website to figure out what dates and how they can find things?
Right now, each one of the participating organizations, we have that information on our website. We have a Facebook page for Evanston Performing Arts Collective, and that's really right now the best way to find out what's going on.
That's what I thought, because I was doing a Google search, and you guys don't have like a regular.
No, each of them. If you go to Theo, you go to their website, or you go to the other theater, or you go to the musicoffering.org, you can find it. Yeah, it's all there. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to put something in around the town of Chicago. I'm going to make this a regular thing, and we'll update it, and we'll keep people informed of what's going on.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah. Well, listen, Evanston is, for both Frank and I, it's a part of our lives to live in Evanston.
We were born and raised in that area, so.
Yeah, so, I mean, I went to Nichols, and I went to ETHS, and I went to Kendall College.
Of course. And, you two know full well how many Evanston-based performing arts organizations there are.
There are a lot.
Evanston is a great
wealth.
I love Evanston.
We have a tremendous wealth here. And so what we're hoping is, over time, we want to expand membership in this collective. We already have the wonderful Bay and Steve Rashid from Dance Center Evanston, that are going to be joining in, and we really look forward to expanding all of this over time and really look forward to this getting some legs and some real momentum. So, even past this craziness with the pandemic, we want to be creating art for the community.
Mm-hmm. Right. And this pandemic, as bad as it's been, and God knows it's been a terrible, terrible time, the pandemic has kind of brought people together to do more creative things in order to kind of overcome the boredom of sitting home. You've got to do something.
Well, there's no question about it. And, I think for those of us who are in leadership positions in arts organizations, for us to be able to come together with each other and, I think, strengthen our relationships, as directors, but then also as organizations, that can be nothing but good for all of us.
That's true.
That's very true.
Very, very true.
Yeah.
It's time, it's the perfect time to unleash new things, to keep people's minds into something different than reading the paper, if they know what a newspaper is.
Right.
For those who still remember, that's a thing that's on, they print it on paper, and it used to be delivered, or you go to a stand to pick it up. Now it's all on your phone. It's the world has changed so much. Okay.
But you're right. I mean, this really, it does present an opportunity for us, and so we really want to try to take advantage of this opportunity and really do whatever we can to support our community during this time and then, beyond.
Well, we're looking forward to the next one. I can say I watched on New Year's Day. I did watch it. I was very, very impressed with what you did and how it went off. And technically, everything was done properly. And it's kind of nice. I was kind of hoping it might be a little longer, and maybe as time goes on, you can add to it and add more than one song and do a little bit more.
But I'm so happy to hear that, Al. I mean, leave you wanting more. That's like the best thing I could possibly hear.
So hopefully, yeah, I'm sure by summer we should have something. We should have enough shots been given out that we could start getting people outside a little bit.
Right.
Just bring your little card that says, I got it, and just show up.
I had the shot. It's been in my arm, baby.
I know. I'm looking forward to traveling. I'm waiting away 2 weeks, and I'm going somewhere.
So I thank you very much, everybody. I will post the information. It will be. I'm writing a note right now to make sure that we post it. John, you'll send it to me. John Olson, if you're listening, and I'm sure you are. And we look forward to more and more from this, from the beauty of the Celebrating Life community in the arts, the Evanston Performing Art Collective. And when you see Fred, will you do me a favor and say hello for me? Okay.
Oh, you betcha.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Have a good New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Rick.
It's been a pleasure. Happy New Year to the two of you.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay. Yeah, looks like we got somebody calling you.
Did someone call in?
Soon.
Okay. Hello, you're on the air, Janet.
Oh, hi. Yes, I was just saying I would love to go to Stack and Fold one day.
Okay.
You haven't been to Stack and Folded yet.
I haven't. I've seen it, but I have not been in there.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think you can go in yet, but they you can order and pick it up, and it's the food is. And my favorite sandwich is they have a grilled cheese. It's like a brie and turkey. And I am not a brie person, but I love the sandwich. It's like a whole wheat. Right, so that's what you want to get. So stay in the line.
Delicious.
Stay in the line, Devin, and Devin will take your information, and we will get a certificate out for you. Okay.
We'll have to get Jane.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you
for calling. Happy New Year. We got to get Jane to learn how to make those for you.
I don't think that's going to happen. We'd have to get some kind of special thing. So I wanted to let people know that, you know, we've been talking about one of our new sponsors, which is the Food People. Mm-hmm. Have you done a Meal Village? Have you eaten those now? You've eaten it all?
I've had a couple meals. I had to share them with my sister, and they were absolutely wonderful. I'm waiting for them to be able to start delivering into the city.
Yeah, hopefully it won't be long. But in the meantime, if you live in the suburbs, okay, this is something I'm going to do. If you live in the suburbs and you would like to have some meals delivered to your home, if you call 773-763-9278, the first two callers will get a certificate for $20 worth of meals. Okay,
very good.
So 773-763-9278. It's an easy, you don't have to answer a question. You just got to tell Devin your information, but we will take you on the air because we want to find out why, if it's anything special.
Are you doing something special for the New Year's, like losing weight like I'm doing? Then yes.
Yeah. Well, their meals are very good. You know, well, we've been eating them, and I just love them. Everything is so easy. It's 2.5-3 minutes, and boom, you sit down to a nice meal, and they have salmon, and they have breakfast all the time, too.
So have you done the breakfast now?
I have done a couple of breakfasts, and they have one that's a bowl. It's got bacon and eggs, and it's really, really tasty.
Because I forgot to look at the back to see what the salt content, you know, that little nutritious label that tells you their
name. Yeah. Okay, so we got Greg online, too. Greg, you're on the air. You're caller number one. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. So you're gonna try some home cooking. Okay. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna get your information. You'll give it to Devin, and what we're gonna do is send you a gift card, and all the information will be on there. You call, and then you can go online and you can order, and then you just use that information, and they'll deliver it to your house.
Are you in the north suburbs?
Yes, we are.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can. Perfect. Well, you can be south suburbs, too.
Oh.
It's just the city. It's just the city. It's just too difficult, okay? All right, Greg, stay on the line. Devin will get your information, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome. All right, let's get Peggy. Peggy, you're on the air.
Okay, so it's just Chicago City?
No, outside. As long as you live outside of Chicago.
I live in Elk Grove.
Elk Grove, I'm sure Elk Grove would be okay. Here's the thing. Peggy, if you go to their website, which is mealvillage.com, there's a place for you to put in your zip code. That's the first thing. And they'll send you the menu. You'll be able to see the menu if they deliver to your community. So,
okay.
What is your Frank is busy Googling now. He's going to put it up, and we're going to check while we're talking to you. While I keep you on the line, can you do this for us, Frank?
I'm going right into their website now.
All right. Now the first thing it's going to say is zip code. So, what is your zip code, Peggy?
60007.
Well, you're just south of that's near Arlington Heights, right?
That's Elk Grove.
Yeah, I know, but it's right by Arlington Heights.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
let's see. We're looking to see if it's coming up. Menu's up. It's a good. All right.
It's good. You're
stay,
good to go.
Stay on the air, on the line, and Devin will take your information, and we're going to send you a gift card, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Happy New Year. Enjoy your food. And I think you're going to find this to be an exciting way to have your meals, because they will actually bring you the food that is made that day.
So it looks
fresh.
Good.
It's all fresh.
It looks good. Egg, spinach, feta, quesadillas with fresh fruit. That's a nice thing.
Everything's been very tasty. Stay on the line, okay?
Okay.
All right, take care. Thank you. Okay, see, that's what I want to do. Every week, we're going to give away two.
And see how fast I pulled that up.
You are so good. Yeah, and that's we're going to try to make sure we do that, because I don't want to tell you won something and then find out your zip code is no good for it.
Yeah.
So that would not be fair. So we're going to Frank has got this. He's going to put it on his memory.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, we're in trouble.
They don't serve they don't deliver to Kishnef, I found out.
No, they don't.
Did you try Kishnef?
I did try the zip code for Kishnef and it didn't go.
And they don't come there.
I can't even say the word.
Well, the jet plane might just crash.
It's a PFE.
So, you know, a lot of people are looking for things to do and places to go. And if you have some things that, you know, something that exciting that you know about, don't be afraid to call in.
And let us know.
Yeah, 773-763-9278. If there's something that you know of in your community that is being done, that is something that that will benefit a lot of people. It's like there's this Bridgeport Art Center that's on the south side. And they do art things, and of course, because of what's going on, people can't go there. So they've done the same thing. They're putting these art shows online so you can watch it on your computer. You can actually buy things that way. So they're making it available for people who are looking for something. Everybody's trying their way to do things. They're hopeful that restaurants will reopen soon. They're hopeful. You know, I bowl on Sunday mornings normally, and of course, I haven't for a long time. And all of a sudden, we got a thing from Lake County saying that it may be, if the numbers go to a certain point, I think it's 8.8.
Yeah, it's in that 8 number that they're looking at.
Yeah, something to do with the 8. That's the number of...
Yeah, it's the percentage of positive versus deaths. And there's a percentage number to that actually come down with it and get hospitalized. And so if you used our mathematical formula, they're looking at the 7 or 8 percentage.
Right. So if it gets to that number, they will open. The only thing I'm concerned with, they get to that number, they open, and all of a sudden there's another surge. They got to close again. They can't. So it's like a yo-yo. Hopefully, within a month or two, it'll be all
over. A lot of these buildings, I'm sure, if they're going to open, are going to start thinking things through the window, in the sense of, you got to get ventilation in there. You got to open up stuff, and you got to keep your air circulating. And you're probably going to have to wear a mask while you're bowling, you know?
Well, we did. I mean, when we were bowling, the only time we could take the mask down was while we were rolling the ball. And then as soon as we finished bowling, we put the mask back over our nose and mouth. So we're not breathing by anybody, just ourselves, and the air is not going anywhere. If there was something, it's going to go down on the wood, and nobody's touching the wood.
But the main thing is going to be ventilation, and that's the thing. And if the restaurants or the bars are going to open and have a cheap ventilation system and not get a good air circulating, then you're going to have a problem. Otherwise, if you got those windows open and you got ventilation going through, it's a little bit tougher when it's 0 degrees, but luckily we haven't hit that bad weather yet.
Actually, we're going to be somewhere in the 40s, I think, coming up this week.
I'm looking forward to that so I can take my Christmas lights out.
Well, what, you're already... I thought you had them up for next year already. I thought you...
No, I'm not those type of people.
I had a neighbor when I lived in Buffalo Grove many years ago who never took them down. So when people would say to him, you know, you still have your lights up, he'd say, what do you mean? I just put them up. They're for next year. I got a head start.
You know, the problem is if you keep them in the trees and stuff, the birds and squirrels are going to go at it, and those lights aren't even going to work the following year. So maybe if you do the gutter and the attic, that's one thing. Because who wants to get up on that ladder? Not me at my age anymore.
Yeah, but that's
anymore.
Why some people, I think, put them up and leave them up because they don't want to go up there and do it again. It's like Chevy Chase in Christmas, the movie, the Christmas movie thing, when he
slid off the...
Yeah, I mean, they're having all kinds of problems with the lights and all the other things, and the tree goes into the neighbor's house.
The last time I tried getting on the roof, the ladder slipped, and I was stuck up there.
And all your neighbors were out there going, Frank is on the roof. He's trying to be Christmas.
He thought he was going to be Fiddler on the roof, but I'm saying, nope, wrong person.
Just speaking of one of the, talking about a Fiddler, one of the songs that's been on all over Facebook and everything, there's a song that there's a comedian who does all these spoofs. And I think it's called Sedition. He's changed the words to Sedition, Sedition.
Yes.
Very funny. He's got some great... This guy is very talented. I'm going to have to look him up. If you look up Sedition, put it up there. I think it's his name. It's got a Randy Pearl or some kind of name like that. But he is hysterical. He plays all the parts.
Randy Rainbow, right?
Yeah, Randy. Yeah. Randy. It's hysterical. This thing is just... It's so funny. If you just go look for it, it's on YouTube. It is, he's got like 100 of them, I think. He does one every week. But this, you see the one that, so they can just go on and for Sedition, and it is hysterical. That's a different one, Frank. You're looking at a different
one. It's a commercial.
That's a commercial.
There I go.
Yeah. That's it. That Sedition starts with that.
Oh, does it? Oh, okay.
It starts with our president, and then all of a sudden, Tevye shows up. It's hysterical.
So there's no speakers on these computers.
No, you can't do that. We're on air.
Is there words that I shouldn't be playing?
You don't want to start fighting against him. He's stronger than you. The next couple of weeks, we're going to try to get some local people on to talk about what their theater companies are going to do, what they're looking at as their plan. Since we were talking about Bolig, I do want to make an announcement that the Southport Lanes, which were going to be closed, are not
there. We were just talking about it yesterday, because a friend was telling one of the guys who goes there all the time, because he lives a block away, says it was so sad that it would close, but they're actually opening.
They are going to reopen once Bowling Alleys can open. And somebody donated $75,000so that he could stay open. It is a landmark.
It's been 103 years?
Yeah, it's just, and the guys, he runs the place so clean and so nice, and it's just a fun place to go to.
We had a hospital Christmas party there, because you had your own little lanes, and they brought the food to your tables and stuff, and it was really a fun, and it was fun watching the guy, because we all thought maybe you could throw a ball and hit the guy back there.
Well, because they have a pin setter. They have the actual pin setters. They didn't have the machines. You know, when I was a kid, I did that.
Did you really?
In Union Pier, Michigan, you got 10 cents a line. And I only did it not for the money, because I could flirt with a lot of the girls and I'd help them. I'd knock a pin over and they'd come back out and they'd, how you doing? And they'd beat their father or whatever. So it was always, that was a flirting thing for me. It was just fun. It was a fun thing. But we want people to tell us things that they're creative with. So call in. You let us know what you're doing that's different. What are you doing with your family? 773-763-9278. We're running out of time today. But let's make that something we're going to do next week, because I want to give away some stuff. I still got some of our restaurants, and even the ones that aren't open officially open, mm-hmm. where you can go in the doors, you can get the food. You can pick up the food. They will cook the food for
they
you.
They will cook it.
and there's some great places. And so we want to give things away. We want you to know about these places. We have the garage that's down the street here. They looks like they're upstairs. The ceiling, the rooftop may not be open during the day for lunch, but they are open for the football right
now.
People will freeze for football. I drove by a place where people were standing outside. They have the TV screens outside. So it's a bar, and they are bringing the liquid to them.
The way I look at it is, if you're willing to go to Soldier Field in freezing weather, you can go to the top of a roof of a bar and hang outside and watch it on TV.
Or in somebody's patio. It's
yeah, a, yeah, it I, makes no difference there.
Yeah, and I've been to a number of football games where I did freeze. I mean, oh, it yeah, was I've, cold.
I've been to it when it was almost, it was zero, and thank God our seats were close to where the food section was, because you could feel a little heat coming down, trickling, but it was terrible. It was still cold.
Yeah. Yeah, I had one year I went there with a friend, and we had to stand outside waiting for the bus, and it was, and we were standing on ice and snow, and then we, you know, it was just so cold. Everything was so cold. I think my toes turned colors.
Oh, yeah. I had four tickets last time I went. I took my brother, and then I took my two nephews. Their seats, though, were on the upper section outside, and I was at least on the inside overhang. So they, and of course, they refused to wear hats and stuff. And I said, it's going to be cold. You should have seen them 3 hours later. They were little ice cubes, and they believed me then when I said, it's going to be cold out there. But hey, that's life. We got to get used to it.
Life. How are we doing on time here? Did somebody, it looked like somebody was calling in, but they may have been a
Scared of us.
They figured we're talking about football now. They don't want to talk about football.
Oh wait, did you? Did anybody win the lottery yesterday?
No, I don't think so.
So now it's over $500,000. So I mean, $500 million.
I think so. I think they said less than that. Like that nobody
600
won
or something.
600.
Like
yeah. Well, let's hope we win. I tried my fortune cookie numbers, so those didn't work.
They have cookies. If fortune cookie has numbers on it.
Yeah. When you pull that little slip of paper out and it gives you the little Chinese term on the bottom is six numbers. I played
really?
Them. Yeah.
Oh.
They didn't win.
Buy a ticket.
I'm still poor.
I'm going to go buy a ticket, and we'll see you next week and see if we're winners.
Yes.
Okay. Have a great week, everybody.
We'll see you next week.